From our New York studios, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Listen, why are black women always so quick to be labeled as angry? It even happened to our first lady, be quiet, Jay, Michelle Obama, more than once. Most recently at Nelson Mandela's memorial service. You guys remember this, when she was caught in a photo as the president was taking a selfie with some dignitaries. There were countless headlines accusing her of being angry and showing this picture. So ladies, are too many of us walking around being pissed off and bitter, or are we being unfairly labeled? I'm going inside her story with licensed mental health expert Asha Terry to talk about angry black woman's syndrome. Good morning, Asha.
Good morning, Jackie.
It's going to be a long segment, man.
You know what? This may come as a shock to most people, Asha, especially Jay, but I have even been labeled as angry a time or two.
What?
But Asha knows me. She is my friend. I'm not always walking around mad. Now, Asha, are black women unfairly labeled as angry, or do we have a problem and we just can't see it?
Unfold your arms first.
Shut up.
How do you know my arms are folded? Yes, we do. I think we know lots of finger snapping and head rolling women who are angry, but it's not specific to black women. White women are angry, Latin women are angry, white men are angry, and we see it every day in this manifestations of violence across the country. So I think we are unfairly labeled as being angry and hostile.
Why? If so many women of other races deal with anger and being mad and upset too, why do we get such a bad rap?
I have movement with it.
Excuse me?
What's the movement, Jay? What's the movement?
He's talking about the neck roll and things like that.
Of course.
Snapping in the air.
That's just character.
The rolling in the eyes and all those kind of things.
I have a dance.
We do not have a dance, Jay. Stop going in on this.
We just give you angry with flair.
We do have a lot of us that, you know, are typically seen in the media as being this angry, hostile villain. And I think we're pigeonholed into this position, but it's really unfairly marked on us. And we see all around us people are angry. People are violent and acting out. But unfortunately, women of color, African-American women in particular, are just labeled as being this hostile, angry woman for no reason. And that's just
No, go ahead, Asha.
No, that's just truly unfair. So I don't think that's just us. I think it's just the way in which we're viewed.
How does that impact the way that we carry ourselves? I mean, if we go around trying not to be seen as angry, and so we hold our emotions in, how does that impact the way that we are in relationships and on the job? Let's talk about relationships first.
Well, I think when a relationship tends to have people see us as just being this one way. So when we hold these emotions back, we have our partners seeing us as being these, you know, women who have these outbursts. just feeling all the different things that we feel typically in relationships, be it disappointment or hurt or sadness or being upset. And when we hold those things back for fear of how we're going to be judged. You know what I'm saying, JJ.
Because there are plenty of times, Asha, I'm sure you and I know I've done this, where I've tried to hold back feelings of anger because I don't want to be seen as angry. But then I'm not really expressing myself, and that's not fair.
And it's completely unfair, but it's also giving the rest of the world this very narrow view of who you are as a person. So I think oftentimes what we find is that women are not expressing themselves, even just in the moment of what's happening right now. And so we're not talking to other girlfriends typically about it, and we're not talking to our partners. And then by the time we do get to express how we really feel, it's coming out as being an outburst. And at that point, people don't even want to listen to us, let alone just be in that moment with us.
And you say this is particularly problematic in the workplace for black women. It causes a lot of issues for us. How so?
So in a lot of ways. I mean, one, I think people who work in
cubicles
in corporate
shouldn't
settings,
be so close together.
Would you let her talk?
People who work in corporate settings where women tend to be in these more passive roles, a lot of times we fear speaking out to our bosses about our disgruntlement at work or whatever issues that we have in the office place. And then what ends up happening is when we do feel like we need to speak out, we don't have that backing, that support from our colleagues that we really need in order to speak up.
So how do we counter that, Asha?
That's not the question. How can you change?
No, how do we?
You don't need to change.
Not counter.
Who said we need to change?
Just change.
See, why do we have to change?
Why do we have to do that
work?
That's
why isn't everybody else trying to do the work to see us differently?
Even the specialist mad.
Yeah, I'm sitting here with my arms crossed right now, Jay.
Me too.
And my neck is working for you, girl.
I'm snapping my fingers as we speak.
But I think, you know,
I think definitely in the workplace, you know, we have to be able to take responsibility for the fact that we do have to see ourselves differently in order for other people to see us differently. So sometimes it's about timing. We may not be able to go into that work meeting and say in front of our colleagues exactly what's going on in that moment. We may have to actually pull from those meetings to speak to our boss or our manager one-on-one, because we oftentimes don't have that support from our colleagues and our cohorts that we need in the workplace.
And so by having this discussion, it might open the eyes and ears of the black men that don't understand
I don't understand.
Discussion. And so they might be able to come over to our side and understand some of the things we're going through.
Because, you know, it's crazy to me, Sybil, because so many black men who deal with their own issues of the world, seeing them as angry, are unsympathetic to black women being
imagine
labeled
that,
this
and
way.
They call themselves comedians.
They call themselves Jay.
Right. He's the angriest of them all. So Asha, in relationships particularly, I mean, when you are angry as a black woman, you know, is it okay to express that?
You have to express that. I think we have to come to grips with the fact that the world is angry. Yeah, the world is acting out. The world is hostile. It's not just black women. We have to get to a place where we understand that emotions are across the board human. And they're not gender specific, so we have to actually be able to say what's going on in those moments and be able to work those things through. And we need our partners in our relationships to work those things through with us.
So whether you're a black woman, black man, a woman or man of another race, how do you know when your anger is out of control? How do you know when you need to seek therapy or help? You know what I mean?
When you're by yourself.
Yes. When you're by yourself.
When you're by yourself with dogs.
That is not it.
That is not.
That's when you know.
No, we do need to look at it as how does this become a problem? How do
you
we
got
go
dogs
from-
and baby carriages.
You know what? Be quiet, Tom. Go ahead, Asha.
We do need to think about how does this become a problem. So it has to be something that we do look at seriously. We do need to see if it is a problem in our relationship, if we are finding ourselves alone, if we're finding that, you know what, it's causing a problem in a rift with
you
our...
You dress up your dog like Seattle Seahawks
and the Broncos.
I would venture to say when you've been divorced several times.
I would say when you're finding yourself without friends, when you're finding yourself losing your job as a result of it, when you're finding yourself alone.
And you're just sitting there smoking weed and trying to come up with jokes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would say multiple divorces.
When you see how it's affecting the way you're getting through the world.
Yes.
I agree. Asha, give us your website.
Next week you better have a show on why black men are so happy with white women. Now I want to hear it, Jackie.
You know what, Jay.
So what is your website,
I wish you'd take
Asha?
A much-needed bathroom break.
Now,
what's
Jackie?
Your website, Asha?
Now, Jackie.
My website is www.bhconsultingservices.net. You guys follow me on Twitter at Asha Tari as well. We're coming to get you, Jay. You better beware.
And Jackie,
this is perfect.
Jackie?
This is perfect.
Yes.
Jackie?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Jackie.
Happy birthday, Jackie.
And coming up.
Thank you, Asha.
And coming up is comedian Corey Holcomb. You talk about a point counterpoint.
Okay.
One of the angriest comedians on the planet.